Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
3 past 2, a conversation with my father. That's about an 11-minute interview. Adam Carter, let's see if we can get to 12 items this hour outside of my father. I know we can do it, but can we do it where we have a little dialogue on him? Think we can pull that off?
Very little.
Yes.
I agree. Move on.
Yes. Roseanne will not stop making excuses. So it was about 10 months ago when Roseanne once again offered up racist comments. Wasn't the first time. Won't be the last time. This time it was about Valerie Jarrett. And then she's offered various explanations. Ambien, conspiracy, this and that. But this time, she's got another blame. It's Sarah Gilbert. I don't know if you want to say co-star, because Roseanne was the star, but another lead on the show.
Oh, definite co-star.
You think?
And she was the one who was responsible, the main driving force for getting the show back, right?
Yes. But don't you think of a show as Roseanne? Roseanne is the star.
Well, yeah, but they're still co-stars.
Yeah, I suppose. Dan, technically, would they be co-stars? If one person is the... She is the reason the show existed.
You're both right, but there should be some sort of substrata to it, right? I mean, she's clearly secondary to Roseanne, but she's still a star of the show, so you could say co-star.
Yeah.
There's got to be some other term. We got to invent a term.
Supporting star?
There you go.
Carter?
Just move on. I mean, come on. We got 12 to get through. What's the point?
Uh-oh. Another power conflict on the show. Lucy was upstaging Adam. Now Dale is. More problems. Where's Kristen from Arizona? Sarah Gilbert tweeted out that the tweets were abhorrent and do not reflect the beliefs of our cast and crew or anyone associated with the show. I would hope they didn't reflect most decent people. How about this? Most non-racist people. But Roseanne said this. She destroyed the show and my life with that tweet. She will never get enough until she consumes my liver with a fine Chianti. How about that response?
Yeah.
No, she didn't destroy your life.
No, she did not.
Stop it.
You destroyed your life. You said you were going to fade away. You apologize, and you keep backpedaling. The Eagles earlier this week proposed that enough is enough with the Thanksgiving tradition. No, not my Ramaki, because my Ramaki is the key to a good Thanksgiving. The key to a good Thanksgiving for you, Adam Carter, is, well, for you, it's you work here, so you don't have to spend time with your family. Yeah. You know,
working, apparently.
Yeah. Ramaki, of course, is bacon wrapped on water chestnuts, and the bacon has to be crispy, and it has to be dipped in soy sauce. But the Eagles proposed and then backpedaled because it did not gain any traction. Let's end the Cowboys and Lions monopoly. I say bravo, Eagles.
The whole lead up to that, I was thinking, I thought you were talking about the band. I'm like, what the hell do the Eagles have to do with Thanksgiving? Well, what is Don Henley upset about now?
You know what those Eagles want? They want to make more money off Thanksgiving somehow.
But they weren't really trying to end the monopoly per se. They just wanted to make sure that there was the road games for those, that those two teams could still play on Thanksgiving every year.
Right.
But they should every other year have to be on the road. See, which is, I mean, if you're gonna have them play every year, then they got to be at home. It's pointless.
See, I want them to. I get it. I love certain traditions, but then other traditions, and you know, I lamented here at times. Well, why are we doing that? Well, we've always done it. Stop doing that. I'm sick of watching the Detroit Lions. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's my NFC Central North Norris Division bias, Carter, that I'm forced to watch the Lions enough already, so I don't want to watch them on Thanksgiving Day. And by the way, the Cowboys are jammed down our throat over and over again. Give us some new teams. What does Don Henley have to say about that, Adam Carter?
I don't know.
That's when we'll get to 12 items, two down for that insight like that from Adam Carter.
This is Abby. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing? Look, I just moved in to town from New York and sampling the radio stations. Is this WCCO?
It is. How can I help you?
Well, I got a problem with the guy who's on the air right now. He's kind of arrogant, full of himself. I think I'd like to voice my complaint. If I could, if you got a pen and paper, write this down.
Okay.
You got a pen and paper?
Yep.
What's the guy's name?
Who's on air currently?
Yeah.
Chad Hartman?
Yeah, that's the guy. Quote, arrogant.
Okay.
Comma, full of himself.
Mm-hmm.
And a general malaise to him that I don't like.
I will pass that along.
Can you read it back to me, please?
Arrogant, full of himself, and there's just something you don't like about him.
A general malaise.
Okay, I'll pass it along.
I used to serve under General Malaise overseas. I kid. But yeah, the guy's full of himself.
Okay.
Hello? Hello, this is Dan also. What's your name?
I'm sorry, how can I help you?
I'm with my friend here, Vito. What do you do there at CCO?
I'm at the front desk. How can I help you?
Are you maybe leaving the station?
Who is this?
This is Dan calling in.
Can you read that back to me, please?
How do you spell? Oh, call her back.
Oh, she pulled a cook.
she called her. You got to call back. Let's see. Hello? Hello? We should get dialing music. Do, 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 do. What if she's handed the phone like to Shannon or something right now?
David Field.
Is it Field? Or... I think he's brilliant, by the way. Wait a second.
See what happens when you run a bit into
Does
the ground?
Does she have caller ID?
Probably.
Oh.
That's too bad.
Try one more time. One more time. This is Abby, who I think the world of Abby, even though I said she was going back to Illinois when it's Ohio, so then I sound like a fraud, but, you know, I'm old. I forget things. I think I did like four different voices, by the way. You're just...
Now it didn't even ring. It kicked right to a voice.
How is it possible?
She blocked us.
Do you want me to go get her?
Go get her.
Okay.
Go get her and bring her down here. This is ridiculous. How about the Iditarod situation, Carter? Where the dogs quit.
The dogs quit?
The Iditarod musher, who was hours ahead in the race. You're hours ahead when his dogs refused to keep running. He dismissed critics who say he ran them too hard. The team just stopped last week after a dog was bullying another one and accusing him of not slowing down and treating the dogs awful. It came a year after they got lost in a blizzard near the same spot. I wouldn't say it's a curse for me. It's a mere coincidence that it happened at the same point. Dogs from his team piled on top of him and licked his face. Also noticing that the attention. What do you think about these dogs that just decided to quit? Quitters? Or the people in that Iditarod are just awful individuals for running these dogs?
I think they ran them too far.
I don't think
those dogs would just quit like that.
Yeah?
Unless, I don't know, maybe they're unionizing.
They probably are unionizing. Oh, look who's here. Did you recognize that it was us?
No, at first I honestly thought it was like another listener that just genuinely hated you.
Yeah, well, that happens.
It's not a surprise.
And then a second voice came on, and I started to get annoyed.
Well, again, and that's surprising too. Normally when people hear me, they get annoyed.
Yeah, so then as soon as a comment was made, like, I heard you're leaving, it was like I knew who it was and I hung up.
Wow. Wow.
That literally is how I would usually react in that situation.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you called back.
Twice.
Yeah.
Well, they were going to try and make good on it. And you
Yeah,
know.
I was going to apologize.
Because the whole point was beyond
That'd
just
be a
cranking
first
it.
For Chad.
Yeah, this is Abby, who I said is my good friend, and then she's going back to Illinois, and then Dan went to know it's Ohio, and we've only talked about it five times. So, Adam, is Abby more of a quitter than the Iditarod dogs? Because, I mean, she's leaving.
No. I would never accuse anybody of being a quitter. Here.
Hello. Yeah. How many times has Adam actually talked to you since you've worked here?
When he comes in the door, he says hello.
Okay. That's not talking. That's not. Let's.
I have a couple times, I think.
Yeah. There's been a couple times.
I've never been a good.
Like, where's the mail room? Or do you have any stamps? Like, has he ever said, hey, how are you doing?
Of course.
No, she's looking at Dan. Dan, does that face look like, of course?
I'm trying
she's
to.
She's trying
like
to figure out a way
time.
To say yes.
Oh,
but
no.
Yeah.
Not
I'm a terrible person.
Not a single time, right?
No.
Not a single time.
Oh, come on. For real?
Like, on one hand, I can count the times. Yeah. But
it's better than no hands.
Abby, yes or no, is one hand better than no hands? And that's the insight we're bringing
you. Yeah.
Here. Okay. What's your overall assessment of me and our interactions?
You know, we have our back and forth.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you're a good person.
Fresh stuff every day, right?
That sounds really endorsed. Like
did,
high
you,
endorsement.
Did you hear that? At the end of the day, you're a good person. You haven't even said hello to her once.
Well, at least on the different times I have, I've changed up the cadence. Mm-hmm. Not like same old jokes. Hey, what do you think of the... I can't even think of something, but...
what was that?
Mr. Try to be funny.
What was that? Do we have our own goodbye to each other?
Yeah, toodles.
Toodles. See? Toodles.
Every day.
We've connected. Toodles. Have I contributed to the cookie and the treat pot?
Plenty? Only if it's what you like, though.
Yeah, well, that's... Okay, of course. Dan, why contribute?
More than I ever have, so yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Adam, have you ever
contributed to the front desk cookie jar?
3 times.
Wow.
And yes. You even got pies that one day, too.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, the reason that he contributes is so that he can hammer the rest of us that haven't. He wants that.
Well, also for my own pleasure. Well,
you've got a one-up on everybody.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Who is the biggest pain in the butt here at the station? You're leaving, so just go ahead and share it.
Dan Cook.
Dan
she's gonna go there.
Cook. Another guy who never says hi to you, right?
Not true. 100%.
Well, I see Dan out there quite a bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, stalking is not
No, that
hi.
Is not what I'm doing.
Yeah.
No, I say, no, but the reason I don't go out there even more is because she beats up on me every time I walk by the desk.
That's not true. I have not okay, a only, single only mean seven, bone in my body.
Oh, that's see, ridiculous. No, there we go. That's absurd. That's absurd. Come on. Who's annoying here?
You.
Oh, yes. Well, at least I'm showing, I'm not Mr. Above It All over there.
Yeah, that's exactly, I'm above it all.
Above it all guy. I mean, oh, don't bother me. I'm a journalist. By the way, look at my new haircut. What do you think of my new haircut? He's probably only asked you, what do you think of my new haircut? Is that about it?
No, he hasn't even asked that.
Well, it'd be a little strange if I wouldn't say anything to her, then suddenly came up to her and say, hey, what do you think of my new haircut?
The things that you say which come out of your mouth which aren't strange is a much smaller group.
Okay.
How about our new policy, how you can't buzz people in? You're leaving?
She's
who cares?
She's broken that rule many times, and I appreciate it.
I break it, but there's a rule for a reason.
Yeah.
I don't take crap from anybody.
Have you ever turned away someone you know is an employee that didn't have their fob?
Yeah.
And just said, I can't, I'm sorry.
Oh,
you have, for real?
Oh, that's awesome.
You have?
Give us one name.
I act like I didn't see him.
Yeah. Oh, that's tremendous. That is tremendous. What part of the job answering phones is the biggest pain in the ass?
Answering the phones?
No, about what they're saying, you know?
No, I know, but I think
Just generally.
Oh, right? Man. I mean, because sometimes they come back in the newsroom when you're not there, and it's I could not imagine. What you do. I just...
When they personally take their issues out on me.
Oh, really? What do they say?
Like, it's almost my fault that they're angry. And if I...
Sounds like Adam to me. Honestly. When he's in a bad mood and he's just pouting, you know, and I come in there and try to provide some fresh new material and he takes it out of me. Shames me, you know. Makes fun of me for no reason. So they're mad about something that maybe... Something happened here at the station, or
that
what? Some,
you did, yeah.
What somebody? What more likely than that? What I said, and then they start getting mad at you because of that.
100%.
Yeah,
but it's okay. I'm still smiling at the end of the day.
Wow, why don't you take that attitude, Carter?
Just still
stay
smiling at the end of the day. I'm smiling at 3.
Yeah, well, that's because you're probably high at that point. So,
I wish.
You know. What will you miss the most outside of me?
Definitely the environment here.
Environment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The building?
Yeah.
Yeah, this building that's giving us like a slow dose of cancer?
Yeah. I mean, CCO crew is amazing. I mean, you guys are who I interact with the most.
Yeah.
So CCO is my entire day. And then Summers.
Summers.
Yeah, I'm leaving when the good stuff comes.
What do you think about the fact that I on air screwed up and said you were going back to Illinois?
How many times?
Just once, because Dan corrected me.
He's got my back for once.
Yeah, for once.
Wait, for once?
He was looking for this. Is there a stash of candy that we can find when you leave?
Like caramel apple lollipops?
Ugh. Carter, that's disgusting. Abby.
What about caramel apples?
You're better than that.
No, just that.
Caramel apples, I think, are overrated, too.
Oh, no. Underrated.
Nah, it's a way to break your teeth, you know? I'm for teeth that aren't broken. What? That's a hot take. What's your advice to your replacement? Run?
Come in with a positive attitude.
Positive attitude.
Yeah.
Adam.
I think we all need a little dose of that.
Adam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's.
Will you visit us?
Yeah.
Would you like to have people call you the rest of the day and just say hi?
No.
Please? No. Can we just a couple callers?
The kind of call that you guys gave me, the phone was turned off.
Wow. Toodles.
Toodles.
Abby, we are going to miss her. It's 24 past 2. The headline, millennials say dates, political views are more important than sex. The number of millennial men and women who prioritize political party allegiance and alliance over good sex has skyrocketed since 2016. The matchmaking company surveyed more than 8 million users and found that interest in dating someone is similar to political beliefs has gone up 165% since 2004. Specifically, between 2016 and 2018, the number of women who consider politics more important than sex shot up 27% to 42%, so close to half. While for men, that needle moved from 23% to 30%. Adam Carter, to quote the Dark Man, your thoughts. Do these numbers surprise you?
No.
Can you expand?
No.
Dan Cook, your thoughts.
They don't surprise me because as somebody who is a Tinder user,
yep,
the number of times that I see if you voted for Trump, swipe left,
yep,
or right or whatever it is to get rid of somebody.
No, yeah.
I'm obviously a very heavy Tinder user.
Yep.
Is surprising to me that it's that prominent, but it's out there all over the place. And I'm thinking if it's happening for gals, and I'm sure guys are doing the same thing.
Yeah, it's absolutely more prominent. There's no doubt. It kind of depends upon a little bit on how prominent politics is a part of the conversation, Adam. You know, if literally you're talking politics all the time and you're polarized and you're further to the right issue, if it rarely comes up, then I don't get it.
It surprises me for the men.
Yes, because to quote Susie, men are pigs. Can you have an early relationship as a millennial where sex now is a part of it, where the sex isn't good and you're staying in the relationship? Right? Where now you're having sex. It's not that it's too early or you're waiting, because you're certainly entitled to do all those, but now you're having sex, okay? Because it says politics more important than good sex. But you feel good about this relationship, but the sex is just awful.
Well, to hearkening back to our pet conversation, to bring pets into the situation.
What, are you going to kill the person now?
I'm saying dogs are trainable, and I would think sex, it's... What? You don't have a method of sex, and that's it? You don't learn. You can't learn new things and new techniques?
Listen, the love doctor, his versatility, his willingness, Dan, his willingness to adapt and also to be Yoda. How about offer us three tips?
Right, it's an example for us all, Chad.
Yeah. Give us three tips on how sex can be even better.
Well, like CPR, you know, you're supposed to have staying alive as you're doing the CPR, the compressions. Think of something along those lines.
CPR.
Rhythm.
Okay.
It's all about rhythm.
It, yeah. So it's the rhythm. Okay. Rhythm. What if your rhythm isn't natural? You can work on it still. I think that's what you're saying. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So in other words.
Various tools.
In other words, Adam is saying when you're having sex, think you're giving CPR. Right, Dan? That's kind of what I took.
No, it's about the beat and the rhythm.
Yep. Okay. That's number one. Number two, jotting these down. Three tips for better sex from Adam Carter because he believes.
I only give you one for free, and then the other two, you got to sign up for the newsletter.
Do people still have newsletters?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Thanks for signing up for it. Company man over here.
How's that? I'm sure it's great.
It is. You get the news.
I'm sure it is. I mean, come on. It goes right in your email?
That's correct.
I don't think you can. I think it's impossible. Dan, if it's early in your relationship,
well,
and sex, you're now having sex, and it just isn't good at all.
Well, let's define that, right? Because if it's, you're talking about if it's truly awful. I mean, if it's like a painful experience. Well,
neither. How about this? Let's phrase it. No. Neither's enjoying it.
So we're not talking about it's mediocre, it's okay, but it's not blowing your mind. It's just kind of, we're talking about somewhere.
Both people are just saying
no. I mean, I certainly would want, if everything else is great, I would want to give, the love doctor a call and at least give some sort
of attempt. Well, not the HEPLA stealer.
No.
Because that's Dr. Love.
Right. No, different.
We've got the love doctor.
The love doctor.
Yeah.
So I want to give the love doctor a call and at least make an effort. And if that didn't work, then you're probably going to have to.
Another month or so? Couple months?
He's somewhere in there. I mean, it depends on how much advice the love doctor gives to you.
Well, it's apparently.
Different techniques you can try.
Well, apparently, what he gives you? You got to pay.
Yeah, apparently.
You have to pay, but I think is what he's saying.
I'm sure that the other two things are very worthwhile.
Yeah.
Mia Love gave me no love.
Carter, these are millennials. Right?
You're asking me to figure out the millennials.
They should be having sex like rabbits, right?
No, but remember, don't we have dropping numbers?
Yes.
High school kids?
Yes, right? But early in a relationship, even Grandpa, you're massively overachieving. I'm massively overachieving. Dan's always mysterious about his life. Would you like to share just once?
Nope.
Okay. One of these days, he's going to walk in with five kids, and they've all graduated from college, and we never knew. But you're early in the relationship, Carter, and it's just it's not that early, right? You're now 3-4 months in, and you've had sex now a half dozen times, and it just isn't good.
Oh, it'd have to be really, really bad, good neighbor.
Well, I got to be honest.
If you can't sit down and talk about him or her good neighbor during the sex,
probably not good.
If you can't sit down and say, "Hey, we got to change things. We got to figure this out." I mean, if you're not willing to do that, then yes, I guess it is. Time to move on.
Do you then just go to political talk at that point?
Yeah. Well, that'll soothe things over.
I think so. How many topics did we cover? So Abby counts as multiple topics, right? So Abby was three.
Well, that was two right there.
Yeah, so that's five. We're at seven. We have five more topics to get to. My father gets to multiple topics.
How about that shot at people over the age of 45 that just came into the text line? And that would be you. You're the only one here.
You're the only one in that room over there.
Let me see. Unlike people 45 and older, people under 45 care more about the world we live in.
Yeah.
And their fellow citizens than we do about sex. These trends, sure, that's true.
Show that's true, probably, is what the text was.
Yeah.
I guess. You, Mr. Just Out There, having sex and ruining the environment and...
No, I think that's you. You
too. I'm 45.
That's what I'm saying.
It's all about green for me.
No, well, it is all about green for you. We know that.
And environment, too.
Yes, exactly. How can you have bad sex? I mean, the person would have to be like really ugly, smelly or something. That's the insight we're getting from that person. Love Doctor, would you like to chime in?
Again, showers.
There's a conversation to be had there.
Yeah, well, how do you have that conversation?
That's tough.
Very delicately.
That's it. I mean, if it's early, there's no shot. If it's late.
Yeah, I mean, if the sex is a problem because of odor, that's not good. Somebody says, do it freestyle. Don't worry about the rhythm. Again, all this is available for the newsletter. Just look for Love Doctor.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Welcome back, everybody, on this Friday afternoon with my father, clearly the story of Minnesota sports right now. The Gophers win. They win a rare NCAA tournament game. Let's be honest. Gopher men's basketball, they don't win often in the tournament. You watch yesterday's game. What stood out the most to you?
Well, what's happening right now is Coffee is the big difference. He's playing fantastic. Earlier, he wasn't doing anything. Now he's driving for the basket and making a lot of big passes. That kid from one kid was hitting all those three-point shots.
Gabe Kalcher.
Yeah. Michigan State, I think, is readable. They lost to Indiana. They lost to who else they lose to?
They lost multiple times in the Big Ten. They are not an invincible team. They're a very good team, let's be clear. But they're not invincible.
No. No, I don't think they're – it's possible if the Gophers played like they played yesterday, they got a shot. But who knows? This deal is anything can happen that will – Wolford – last night, beat Seton Hall.
That wasn't a surprise, though. Well, Wolford is very good. They were the lower seed. We have not had any surprises so far. They'll happen. So let's talk about three-point shooting. The three-point shooting.
Yeah.
The Gophers made 11. They're not a good three-point shooting team. If they're going to beat Michigan State, they need to make a number of three-point shots again.
Bob Knight thinks the worst thing that happened to basketball is a three-point shot. He's just saying teams can beat you with a three-point shot. They can be way behind, and all of a sudden they start hitting three-point shots, and they're back in the game. And a lot of teams shooting three-point shot. Duke shoots a lot of two-point shots. So the two-point shot has just changed the game a lot.
Well, it has, and we can – let's put aside whether it's good or bad for the game for now. But the bottom line is the Gophers aren't very good at it, and they were yesterday. And to beat Michigan State tomorrow night, they'll need to make a lot. They have no depth. Let's just be honest. And no bench player scored a single point. We don't know, as we're recording this right now, if Stockman's going to play. Curry's out. Washington's terrible. He's leaving. That's going to happen at some point. It's up to their five starters to play a ton of minutes again tomorrow night.
Well, you're right about that. They have no depth, no bench. I mean, Michigan State does have a bench.
Oh, yeah.
Michigan State had a lot of players hurt this year. They had a lot of injuries, but they do have depth, and I don't think they can beat Michigan State.
What does this do for Pitino's future? Do you see any contract extension off this, or is this just another nice step? But there's no reason to adjust his contract at all.
Well, I talked to the athletic director the other day, and he's in love with Pitino. He just thinks that he's done a fantastic job, and the way things stand right now, he's locked up at the University of Minnesota. They're going to lose to Murphy next year. We'll see what they do. Without Murphy. Murphy's got to be one of the greatest players Minnesota's ever had.
Well, see, I'm not going that far. I think Jordan Murphy's had a very good career, and he has very good numbers. But I push back on that. When I hear that Jordan Murphy should have his number retired, I disagree. He's been here for 4 years, handles himself with class, plays the right way, but one of the greatest players. I know the stats put him way up there. I still think the eye test and the uniqueness of playing 4 years compared to other guys not playing as much is different. But let's talk about him. He missed some of yesterday's game with back spasms. He plays all the time. If he doesn't play tomorrow night, and if he doesn't play well, they have zero chance to beat Michigan State.
I agree with you. But he hurt his back or something.
No, it was his back.
And he was out of the game, but then he went back in the game. But overnight, that back injury might bench him. And if he can't play, they have no chance.
Okay, let's switch to the Vikings. They signed a guard, Klein, from the Titans, who, according to the stats, wasn't very good last year. Now, it's a different system. He's young enough. He can change his career. They haven't done much with the offensive line so far. They've made other moves. Why should people feel like the offensive line is going to be any different next year?
Well, look what happened with the Saints. They signed three or four Viking players, and they got to count on the draft for the offensive line. They have no offensive line players. I think they're going to be hurt. I don't think the Vikings will be very good this year unless this new coaching staff does some things that the other coaching staff didn't do. They haven't added anybody at all.
Well, the problem is they have a team which is ready to win right now in other areas. They're up against the cap. They're paying guys a lot of money. This is the biggest criticism against Spielman and is still standing out. This idea that they don't have to invest as much money or the quality assets in the offensive line, and it hasn't worked out. You know, I'm not willing to say they're not going to be any better because the draft hasn't happened. But it's also pretty rare to get a starter out of the draft who plays really well. And they're counting on that for one and maybe even two positions coming up.
Well, they got two offensive guards right now on this team. I don't know. I don't think they've done anything to help the offensive line. The offensive line was terrible last year. I don't see where the offensive line has been improved. They certainly will take in the draft, they'll take some offensive line. I don't think there's any question about that.
Okay, the Twins start next week. From afar, as you're looking at it, what part of the Twins' spring training time in Florida impresses you? And what part of their performance right now gives you a little bit of pause?
Well, if Buxton keeps on doing what he's doing, that's going to make a big difference. We'll see if those players they added, the guy from Houston, the guy from Seattle, if they added those people, if those people won't be a flop like the guys they signed last year.
Okay, I'm going to stop you. You have to stop comparing last year to this year. Last year was a disaster.
Okay.
Free agents. No doubt about it. Last year's free agents were awful. Yeah. But I think we got to start talking about these guys this year.
Okay.
And whether they will have merit. And they're counting on these guys a lot to add punch to their lineup. You're on first base, second base, now third base, DH. They have made a bunch of moves with the everyday lineup.
Well, they played pretty good down the spring training. They handled Boston pretty good. We'll see if those new guys can help them. If for them to be better than they were last year, the additions have to have great years.
Well, to me, the biggest concern is still the bullpen. They didn't spend a lot of money on the bullpen. I don't understand that. You don't know who's closing. You do have some guys who can you know, have shown they can be pretty good maybe in the sixth, seventh, and eighth inning. But the lack of money in the bullpen gives you the hint that they think this is a rebuilding year, that this is a year for their younger guys to get a lot of chances. And I just don't know how they can do it right now and play meaningful September baseball with the guys they have in the bullpen.
Well, you have no assurance that the bullpen's going to be good. They won't know till the season starts. I think you're 100% right. The bullpen might be a disaster for them. They just haven't had anybody there. Some of those guys have done. Rogers has done pretty good in his spring training. They got a guy named Harper who's done pretty good in spring training.
Parker.
Huh?
Parker.
Yeah, Parker. And so let's hope those guys do pretty good, and that'll make a big difference.
That's my father. He'll be on the Sports Huddle Sunday 10 right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Last 5 minutes of us. Jordana is next. When we're back on Monday, we'll certainly talk a fair amount of college hoops again. Who knows? Potentially about the Gophers headed to Washington, D.C. and the Sweet 16. It is a 6:45 game tomorrow. For my scheduling purposes, I would have preferred it earlier. You know?
Well, la-dee-da.
We got should be all about you.
We got people coming over for dinner. You know, the Trumps, the Obamas, you know, they're coming over. So, yeah. Thanks a lot, NCAA.
Right.
2:53, that is the Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to call us for free home improvement estimates on windows and insulation. Gail, who is the best person on the morning show on CBS, and it's not close, and is the true face of CBS News. I'm not going to say she's the best person on CBS News because our pal Jamie Yukas is on CBS. They should put Jamie on the morning show is what they should do. They should spin a few of them away and Jamie move back to L.A. But Gail about to sign a multi-million dollar deal to stay at CBS. That was essential. They could not lose her. And reportedly her pay was doubled and if not more, Dan, and she was making $5.5 million before.
Worth every penny for them, right?
She is worth every penny. Yeah. I mean, she absolutely is.
No question.
The Indiana, and I'd like to be worth that penny too. I'm not. It's just jealous.
Well, you are worth a penny.
A penny.
Yes.
And I can turn on a penny.
Yeah.
Members of the Indiana State Teachers Association testified on Wednesday that elementary school teachers have been shot execution style with pellet guns as part of an active shooter training conducted by the local sheriff's office. According to the account, four teachers at times were taken to a room, told to crouch down, and were shot with some sort of projectiles during the training. Two of the elementary school teachers told the paper that while they had voluntarily agreed to participate in the training, they had not been warned that they would be shot. The pellets had left them with bruises and welts. Who is the moron who decided this was the way to go? And if you did decide this was the way to go, you have to explain, are you willing to do this as we try to create more real life attitude? Because you can't just sneak it on them.
Well, no, and given that it's a school system, you're talking about probably a few levels of moron. Because, you know, it's not like one person just comes up with the idea and this is what we're doing and there's no meetings or, you know, memos or emails or whatever about it. So there was like literally several levels that this had to have gone through with where nobody said, hey, you know,
educators.
What? Maybe this is a bad idea.
How you feeling about sending your kids?
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I can't even describe how ticked off I would be. CVS to sell CBD products in 800 stores in 8 states, right? So it's not medical marijuana. This is derived from hemp. And I know some people are going to say we don't have enough final word on this, and it hasn't all been resolved. As someone who believes in CBD, sees the success of my son with medical marijuana, believes the millions of others who've been helped, who realizes the number of people who get just, you know, over-the-counter meds funneled in them endlessly, I say more power to it. And the last one, apparently natural deodorant is becoming a thing, Dan.
What?
So it's better for you. It's better for the environment. But the problem is you stink.
Well, that's not a deodorant.
So you have this.
Isn't that kind of essential to be a deodorant that you're not supposed to stink?
I would think it's rather important, to say the least. And the story goes into, well, a lot of people are walking in the room and explaining what's going on. How are you doing with that?
No, not well. Not well at all.
Because we were talking about sex and relationships before. Could you have a relationship with someone who just didn't smell?
Like all the time that was,
yes.
Yeah, it was a bother? Yeah, no.
No chance. I could not.
No.
I mean, shocker, I love the environment. You love the environment. I don't want to be around someone who smells horribly. On that upbeat note, I mean, we got to go. How do you think it was today? Give me a letter grade.
Back to 3-6 next week.
Wow. Uncalled for, but accurate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.